The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." The Gospel of the Lord. In that first reading from the first book of Kings, we have the story that tells us what Solomon was famous for. And in a word, what was he famous for?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. He asked for wisdom. He could have asked for anything, but he asked for wisdom. But now tell me this. Do you think it was wise of him to have 700 wives and 300 concubines? No, I don't think so. And of course, he may have been wise while he was young, but he quickly became very stupid because he turned away from the Lord. So at the end of his life, he invited his pagan wives to bring their pagan gods into Israel, and he allowed them to build shrines to them. That was not wise. That was not good. God gave him this great gift of wisdom, but he didn't maintain it. He didn't keep it going. He didn't use it. Now, we don't hear about that other part of him often, but he was a great failure in many, many ways, even though we laud him for his wisdom, at least in the early part of his reign as king of Israel. Well, God has given us wisdom, too. He's given us a lot of wisdom, but again, if we don't maintain it, if we don't work at it, it's going to dry up and rot away, and we're going to fall into evil, just as Solomon fell into evil. In the gospel today, we have three stories of what it takes to really not only get that wisdom, but to really keep it going. The man who found a treasure, buried treasure, what did he do? Well, to dig up the treasure, he had to dig, he had to do something. When he found it, because he wanted to buy the property, he resealed it in the ground, went off, sold everything he had, that took a lot of work, and then bought the field. So he really valued the wisdom God gave him, and he was willing to do radical things to get that wisdom and to use it. He sold everything. The second story of the merchant looking for a fine pearl, he had to go looking for it. He had to go to this group, to that group, maybe to this country, that country, till he found that one perfect pearl. And what did he do? He sold everything to buy that one perfect pearl. Well, that's the love of God. That's the wisdom of God that God gives us. Are we willing to go to extraordinary measures to get that wisdom because it's something that we truly value and want to use in our lives? And then that third parable, story of the fishermen who throw out their net, that's hard work. Hard work to make a living as fishermen. And what did they have to do when they pulled in that net? They had to separate what was good from what was bad. That's hard, grueling work. But they were willing to do that because it was a benefit to them. Same with us with wisdom. Are we willing to do some grueling work in order to find what is good, what is wise, what is holy, what is of God? And are we willing to do what we need to do to maintain it? Can you imagine yourselves giving up everything for one thing? Well, of course, as Christians, we're called to do that. We're supposed to give up everything, to let go of it, to not control things in order to serve God. And God is our treasure. He is true wisdom. But do we live our lives in a way that says to ourselves and to other people, to God, God, it is you that I value. I am willing to do X, Y, and Z. I'm willing to suffer. I'm willing to sell all that I have and give it to the poor to follow you. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to say that you are my foundation. Without you, I can't make good decisions. I will go awry if I don't keep my eyes focused on you. Do we value wisdom in our lives, and do we nurture it? Do we build it up so that when the going gets tough, we're able to wisely say, yeah, I'd like to go that path, but that's not the right path. So I'm going to go this way, the Lord's way, instead of these other ways. And of course, God gives us this wisdom not only so that we can, in a sense, get through life with all the gifts God has given to us, so that eventually we can be with God in heaven, but he also gives us this wisdom so that we, in turn, can guide other people. Would people that you know, acquaintances, look at you and say, you're a very wise person. You have wisdom and you use it well. Would they say that of us? Or would they say that we're foolish, like the foolish virgins versus the wise virgins? Are we wise? Not wise in the ways of the world that says do X, Y, and Z to be happy, but are we wise in the ways of God, which are very countercultural, very opposed to much of what is going on in our society today? But do people look upon us as wise people, people who always keep in mind the laws of the Lord, the commandments? Do we appreciate them? Do we follow them so that people, if they are in need, and everybody's in need at some point of a wise voice, do they come to us for our wisdom? We don't have to be like Solomon and misuse or abuse or let go of that gift of wisdom, let it fall apart. We can be wise in the ways of God and not only accept the gift of wisdom, but nurture it, maintain it, as hard as that may be, so that we in turn know how we are called to follow the Lord, but as importantly, we can help other people follow the Lord. And that's why we are the church. God created us to be a sign to the world, a light in the world, so that people will see this light burning, this wisdom that God has given us, and join us in that journey to Christ. So I invite you to think about your own lives. Would you consider yourself wise in the ways of Jesus? Or would you consider yourself more wise in the ways of the world that are here today, gone tomorrow, this way today, this way tomorrow? Would people see us as people who are focused on the Lord, who are willing to do extraordinary things to accept the gifts of God, nurture them, maintain them, so that not only can we know the way to follow the Lord, but we can also help other people in the way of Jesus Christ. So it's not that we haven't been given the gift of wisdom, it's that we perhaps have neglected it or perhaps let it get rusty. And what do we need to do in order to shine it up? To read scriptures, to pray, to make sure we come every week to Mass so that we know again and again how great God is in our lives and how he wants to help us nurture the gifts he has given us so that we can be wise in his ways and not only find ourselves following him each and every day, but helping other people to do that as well. So we have the gift of wisdom. What are we doing with it? What are we willing to do to maintain it, to nurture it, to grow it? And what are we willing to do to share it with other people, so that other people can know that blessing that God wants them to have, so that they too will know how to follow faithfully in the footsteps of Jesus Christ.